So it's Monday night, Christmas Eve. Christmas isn't really a holiday this year. It's just another training day for Amanda.
Oh, champ, how are you? Good to see you. Feel good? I'm so excited for you. How are you? Good to see you.
This is the biggest fight for her. Everyone was saying, oh, the Ronda fight or the fight for the bell, UFC 200. I think it's a personal thing for her. You know, this is what makes you know if you were the greatest of all time or you're close to it.
I knew! Doesn't matter to me. Whatever it is, I'm gonna go for the belt. Nothing changing. The focus is still the same.
I pick up my phone and all of a sudden see a bunch of messages like, you're still fighting, it's still this weekend, but we're moving everything to LA. And she's like, ah, whatever, all right. You know, like, she doesn't like to fly, so we're just gonna drive out there, take a little road trip. You know, her training's good, her weight's good. We're just gonna pack it up and move it to another state.
What's up, baby? What's up, guys? Merry Christmas and all good cheers. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, right now it is Christmas Eve, and most people are, you know, with their families, opening gifts, having eggnog.
Leo.
And, you know, we're here.
I got you a little Christmas present.
Oh, no.
It's nothing big.
Oh, Brandon. You should have. One love, man. One love, righteousness. Oh, that's what's up. Bob Marley. Oh, that's dope. You know I love Bob Marley.
Almost 10 o'clock. I should be getting ready to drink some milk and cookies here, but you know, we're focused on the task at hand. We're focused on Saturday night.
Crazy turn of events. The fight's going to be in Los Angeles instead of Las Vegas. I sympathize for the fans, my fans, the fans of others, you know, Alexander's, the fans from Brazil. A lot of people lost out.
You know, despite all his trials and tribulations, we can't let our mission and our focus waver. So our goal doesn't change, and that's reclaiming this light heavyweight belt.
Executing when you see it. Aggressive strikes.
You know, it doesn't matter what the location is going to be, the fight must go on. And so, California, I guess, here we come.
Focus on that goal.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's that time. It's time to do what I'm best at, kicking ass and taking names.
What's up, Carlos?
My man. You guys ready to do this?
You want to go back and keep it downstairs?
Let me hand it to you.
Okay.
So I can. That thing's heavy, man.
Thanks, oh, yeah, baby. I won this thing in 2011. I take it to every fight with me. It's my good luck charm.
There you go.
Yeah. Getting ready to head to Las Vegas. Be in Las Vegas for a few days and then off to California. It's a weird fight week, but just like a fight, you gotta be able to improvise.
You got the natural born and bones, get them on the plane.
Fuck yeah. Carlos. This lady love you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my God, this is like awesome.
Can I pick you up for the picture?
Yeah. Show him your big muscles.
You always... See no muscles, man. Put them up.
By the time we land in LA, identical workout rooms that are like these are going to be at that hotel. They'll be set up, mats on the floor, scales in the corner, and ready to go. We'll get you a new packet when we get there. Any of that information or anything you guys have questions about, reach out to me, reach out to Tony. If we don't have the answer for you, we'll find it. That's what we do.
Safe travels to LA. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Anytime.
Square stance, and you're looking straight ahead at your opponent.
Let's see. It is almost 10 o'clock. She's gonna do her pre-fight interviews, try her clothes on and all that, and then we're gonna leave to LA.
This one I like it.
Good to see you, man.
Me too.
How are you?
How are you? Good.
Good to see you guys, man.
What's up, John?
How you doing?
All right,
man?
Bro. Good to see you, man. Bless.
My apologies, personally. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what you can do to make it up to me.
What's that?
Follow me on IG. That's all I want.
Fair words. How about we train together sometime too?
For sure. Oh, for
That'd be
sure.
Great. Yeah.
We'll see you around. Yeah.
Respect.
Good to see you, bro.
Chandler's a bad dude, man. I was telling the story. Chandler was sitting down in a chair like this. We're at a hotel, and he was like this. And I stood over him, and I put my hands on his wrist. And I was like, yeah, you still my little brother like that? Dude, while putting all my weight down, he was just like, you a small fry. And he lifted me in the air, like a dude with his shoulders only. I'm like, that's the strongest man I've ever. So I wouldn't, listen, Chandler asked me for the certain seat, the front seat, he gets the front seat.
I got you some tacos. I got chicken, I got al pastor, and pork.
I can't do it.
And I have a burger.
Right now, these guys are testing my will. They say, John, how bad do you want it? I can just smell the grease and the sodium.
Oh,
my mouth is watering. Well, you know what? And this guy, over there moaning. I'm gonna let them get to me, though. Because the reward is going to be so much greater when we all celebrating.
Put some hands on that dude, man. Put them paws on him.
I'm going to get him, man.
I know you are. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
It just sounds like
a three.
You're solid, man.
Blessings, man.
Hey, blessings to you. I'll see you again.
Yes, hey, beat that cat. He talked too much.
I will. I'll get him. I'll get him.